Earlier this past week, I returned from an unexpected vacation to Tokyo. And it was a wonderful experience. Got to see all sorts of wonderful sights in Tokyo. Even got to go out to, also got to take a trip out to Mount Fuji. But one of the most unusual things I did was last Sunday, as I ended up going to the Tokyo Rainbow Pride, which is their LGBT pride there. And we were just kind of ending up there just because it was going on. And as we were there, got talking to people, we got invited to go on the march. And the interesting thing is that we ended up in the march between a group of drag queens and a group from the Roman Catholic LGBT support group. And it was kind of this interesting thing because, it's interesting because they were very curious about the fact that I was a priest and, there is an Episcopal church in Tokyo. And it was this wonderful, exciting, friendly experience of walking through Tokyo. Now, anybody who ever has any questions about the strength and power of drag queens, you try walking 2 miles through Tokyo in 6-inch heels. You have a whole new respect to people. But as we were there, it was this wonderful time of conversation, of finding out where we're from and what our purposes for being there. Now, earlier that day, before we got to go, I was in Tokyo with six. There were six of us, and most of the people that were in our group were either unchurched, didn't have a background. There was at least one who had grown up in the church but had developed various resentments, deservedly so, towards the church, because I think in many times we've been our own worst enemies. And throughout the day, I was like you. I did morning prayer last week because the Episcopal Church in Tokyo, I think, was on the other side of town, and I was still pretty scared of the subway system, so. I mean, I barely get around New York, let alone, and I lived there for 3 years. But they were interested about me being a priest, and they wanted to know about what brought me there and what was the thing that brought me to Christ. And it was wonderful to have this conversation with these people in a very respectful way. And I don't know if I changed any minds. I hope I spread a few seeds. But the important thing is I was able to have this conversation and hopefully lay a few bricks on that foundation that Christ has given us. And that's what we're all asked to do. In our letter, a reading from the first letter from Peter, he says, "Come to him, a living stone, though rejected by mortals, yet chosen and precious in God's sight. And like living stones, let yourself be built into a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, to offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ." Now, each and every one of us are called to be the church, to build upon what Christ has laid for us, to share our faith with others, lovingly, respectfully, hopefully. We're not called to coerce anybody into our faith, but to be lights, to be the light of Christ to those who may be seeking, for those who may be lost, for those who may not know what they want. We share our faith. To evangelize, one does not have to be educated. One does not have to have special training. All you need to do is share from the heart how it is that you have come to Christ. To share your own story. To allow others to know how your relationship with God has transformed you, has made a difference in your life. To be honest with them. In this way, we build upon that wall that builds the church. We look for opportunities to be as Christ to others. But more important, we look for Christ in other people. Realizing that each and every one whom we come across is one of God's children. Last night I was in the city and I was at Penn Station waiting to come home. Now, I know you've all been there, and you were, and be honest, when I'm in that big group of people, usually my mind is pretty focused on just trying to get to my train. You're amongst hundreds to thousands of people, and it's so easy not to see a single person. It's like this faceless crowd is around you. And every once in a while, you need somebody to stick a stick in your, you know, put a stick in your spokes to stop your wheels. And last night that happened with a young gentleman named Ray, homeless guy, probably in his mid-20s, living in a shelter, waiting for housing, who stopped me to ask me if I would buy him something to eat. Making it clear he didn't want any money, just wanted a hamburger and fries. Now, it'd be really easy for me to think that I was the one being Christ to the world. But realizing that if there was a Christ in this situation, it was Ray, because he made me stop, made me see a face in the crowd, forced me to be aware that I was not alone. Now, Ray got his hamburger. In spite of my concerns, I caught my train. And but as I was sitting there, I realized the difference that that gentleman made in my life. And I realized that if we are truly to be an instrument of God, if we are truly called to proclaim the good news, we have to always be aware of those around us, to see the face of our brothers and sisters, and to be grateful for those people who sometimes get in our way and remind us where we are. Now, as we continue through this season of Easter, as we continue to celebrate the risen Christ, we are reminded that, yes, Christ has prepared a home for each and every one of us in his Father's house. But he has also prepared a space for our sisters and our brothers, for the multitude who may not know him, who may have at one time rejected him. And it's up to us to take some time out of our lives to invite those people in, to reach out to them. As I said earlier, to share our own stories. My brothers and sisters, I encourage you to go out, to leave this church and go out in the world and to share your own faith with others, to invite them to come and be a part of this church, of this faith, of this love. Now, over the years, I've lost track of the number of people whom I've invited to church. And I could probably count on my fingers how many people have actually taken me up on it. But the important thing is we continue to invite people, because you never know when somebody's going to take us up. We never know when we might plant a few seeds. We may never even see those seeds take hold that we plant. I'm thinking about the person who invited me to church years ago for the first time, probably has no idea that I ever came back a few years later. It doesn't matter. The important thing is that we continue to invite, to welcome, and to open our arms and our hearts to them. And in doing this, we may make a difference. If not in their lives, at least in our own.